VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A suicide bomb attack in southern Afghanistan has killed a parliamentary candidate along with nine supporters. The attack happened Tuesday, a day after Taliban terrorists said they would try to disrupt the upcoming national elections with attacks. The bomber targeted a campaign office in southern Helmand province. Witnesses expect the number of casualties to rise because they said the campaign office was crowded at the time of the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Saudi Arabia should support a thorough, transparent investigation into the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The journalist has not been seen since entering the country's consulate in Istanbul last week. A Saudi source at the consulate denies Khashoggi was killed there, but Turkish police said 15 Saudi nationals arrived aboard two private planes and entered the consulate around the same time as Khashoggi. Turkish officials have said Khashoggi was murdered inside the consulate, while Saudi Arabia says he safely left the building. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley will leave her post at the end of the year.
But I'm most excited. Look at the 2 years. Look at what has happened in 2 years with the United States on foreign policy. Now the United States is respected.
Haley made the announcement as she sat alongside President Trump in the White House. The International Monetary Fund says the escalating U.S.-China trade war will inhibit global economic growth this year and next. At a meeting Tuesday in Bali, Indonesia, the IMF predicted that, quote, everyone is going to suffer as the U.S. and China, the world's two biggest economies, fight over tariffs and other trade issues. It said the dispute between the two countries would especially leave developing economies vulnerable to sudden stresses. This is VOA News. Sales of U.S. military equipment to foreign governments rose 33% this year, totaling $55.6 billion. That confirmation coming from a Department of Defense spokesperson to VOA News on Tuesday. The spike is likely due to President Trump's Buy American strategy, which has loosened rules governing the sale of arms manufactured in the U.S. to other countries, including fighter jets, drones, warships, and artillery. Teams from both Korean militaries have begun clearing mines at a key battle site in preparation for north-south excavation efforts inside the joint security area within the demilitarized zone. The mine clearing is taking place as the two nations continue efforts to ease tensions. VOA Seoul correspondent Steve Miller reports.
Inside the joint security area, or JSA, North Korean troops uncovered one mine during their cleaning operation and later detonated it. Both efforts are part of the comprehensive military agreement signed in Pyongyang last month by the two Korea's defense ministers and called for steps to cease all hostile acts and transform the DMZ into a peace zone. Between April and October 2019, both Koreas will work to retrieve war remains as part of an effort agreed to during the third inter-Korean summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in.
The UN Refugee Agency says it has had to severely cut vital aid programs for millions of refugees this year because it has received only slightly more than half of the $8.2 billion it needs for its humanitarian operations. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
A record 68.5 million people are forcibly displaced worldwide, 25.4 million of them refugees. As the number of people displaced by conflict and persecution goes up, the UN Refugee Agency notes the money needed to care for them is going down. UNHCR spokesman Barbara Baloch says this is increasing the suffering of refugees and internally displaced people. With limited cash, he says priority has to be given to life-saving interventions, food, shelter, and health care.
Forecasters say Hurricane Michael will strengthen into a major hurricane by late Tuesday as it continues on a dangerous path towards the southeastern U.S. state of Florida. The National Hurricane Center says Michael is about 700 kilometers south of the popular resort town of Panama City. The storm has already caused damage in Mexico and Cuba. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.